the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, a reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us. Amen. From the Psalms of our teacher, David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. The King shall have joy in your strength, O Lord, and in your salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. You have given him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, the Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear and have not heard it. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit the eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered rightly. Do this and you will live.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel of today, the last verse, when Jesus Christ, he asked someone and from the Jews, and he said, What is the commandment? He said, Love the Lord from your heart, from your soul, from your mind, from your strength. And the question, how I can love God from all of this? And I was thinking about, like, okay, if I'm loving God from my heart, maybe, and my mind too, I don't know. And my soul also too, it's too hard. The soul is like the breath that I receive from God. So how I can love God from all of this? First of all, I wanted to explain to you what are the meaning, the difference meaning of love, because when it's written in the Greek language, so it's totally different. We have three kinds of love. Number one is eros and philia and agape. First one is eros. It's like only a word of like describe love of pleasure. So if I'm, for example, it's a pleasure, so this is eros. A kind of pleasure, like some love and someone, for example, please me or something please me. So this is the love that. So when I say I love that, so it's not a love, a very big love, but it's a love of pleasure. So this is eros. Philia, it's a word when you use the love of attraction. I'm attracting to someone or something else too. So this is another kind of love, which is a love of philia, like friendship, for example. Agape, which is the majority, we can say 99% of the word love inside the Bible, which is written in the four Gospels and all the epistles, also too, it's written agape. And agape, it's unconditional love. So to explain more than that, when Jesus Christ, he said, I love the world. So love, it means agape. I love the world with unconditional love. When Jesus Christ asked too that the Father loved the Son, so also he said agape. The God loved agape, unconditional love to the Son, and the Son loved the world the same. And when Jesus Christ asked the people to love each other, he asked also too about that, the agape, love each other, love your neighbor, love your enemy. It unconditional love. It's hard, I know. It's something you can imagine that when Jesus Christ asks us to love the enemy, okay, maybe I can love my friend, maybe I can love my neighbor, but to love my enemy too, by the same level of agape, unconditional love, who can do that? Only when I'm asking him to help me in that. Going back to loving God. In our days that it is something, a kind of very busy. We have a lot of things to do. We have a lot of, maybe we have a family. We are thinking about our family, about our future, about anything, about work, anything, about our job, about the future of my kids too, about what we have now. The government said the new rules, for example, and we have to think about the COVID-19, and we have a lot of things to think, and all of that, and how I can love God with all of these circumstances, this is a lot. I know that there are a lot of pressure, but that's why today we will see how I can love God with all my, loving God like all my heart, all my strength. Strength means my ability, my effort. I'm doing a lot of to show God how I love him, and we will see that. Also my soul. My soul, it's my desires. The soul is the breath that I receive it from God. All my desires, also how I can love God with all of that. If I go to the heart, especially, the heart is a center of the man. It's a center of our physical and spiritual, both of them. Like, for example, contain all the passions, desires, affection, all of that. If I go to the dictionary of like the heart vines for the doctors, the physicians, they said that the heart came to stand for man's entire mental and moral activity. So the heart is like who can control mental and moral activity too. Includes all emotions, reason, will. So, and also the heart is different than soul, as I said. The mind, so the heart is like the center of moral activity, a lot of things, and physical activity too, a lot of things. But also the mind is the faculty of understanding. Think a lot how to manage my life, how to manage my everything. So also it's a faculty of understanding. And as I said also too, this is the problem of how to gather all of that in one box as my mind, my soul, my heart, all of that, my strength, and I how to gather all of that and to love God with all of that. It's too hard, but let's see how to do that. First of all, love God with an exclusive love. Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. The first commandment, it came for the Ten Commandments, say like that to Moses, not to have any other gods in your life, only live with one God, worship one God. The problem that sometimes we have many gods in our life, say like, no, we haven't idols anymore. No, we have. One of that, for example, I tell you, one of the idols I have in my pocket now, this one. Yeah. The cell phone is one of my idols. For example, I can tell you a lot of examples in our life. So for example, the first things I'm doing in the morning, I open the cell phone and I see the news, Facebook, anything else. And instead of starting my day with God and a prayer, and to show him how I love him, because he loved me before, therefore the first thing that I'm doing, I take my phone, my cell phone, and I'm open my phone immediately when I open my eyes in the morning early, and I go through whatever news, Facebook or whatever. One of my idols. And so God come to me and ask, do you love me? For sure I love you. For sure I love you from my heart, really? So you start your day without me? If you love me, the first thing that you have to say good morning to me. So instead of saying good morning to me, and instead of all of that, what you're doing, you go to another idol or to another gods that you have in your life. That's why Jesus' words in Matthew 6, he tried to say about also not only, maybe he said that because there's a lot of things. For example, in Matthew 5 and 6, and on the mountain, the Sermon on the Mountain, what happened? Jesus Christ took all the people, all these people, like thousands of people, as they said, 5,000, so this is only the men, and go, and he said, okay, come after me, follow me. And what he did, he went to the mountain outside any troubles, any noise. He said to them, leave everything on earth, in your home and houses, and come with me on the mountain and leave everything on the side. Now you can worship me. Now you can love me. Without that, you can't do anything. We have some idols. Even sometimes we have idols like thought. And we worship the thought. We have to remember that the first thing, I have to love God only. Also, we have to love him like his love is exclusive. Nothing can come with him. Nothing. So our heart set only on what delight his heart. For example, my heart, for example, working some emotions. So is it these emotions, it's right, delight the heart of God or not? I have to ask myself. This love is exclusive love. So first of things, I have to think about him in first. So any emotions come to my heart and I'm asking myself, these emotions is delight the heart of God or not? If not, rejected. If yes, go ahead. I have to ask my mind, all the thought, it's related to his word or not? A lot of people come to me, for example, Abuna, we have a problem in our job, in our work, but I think we have to not say the truth, because if we say the truth is so, it would be very hard to us. I have to reply and answer what Jesus Christ said from the Word of God, from the Bible. Open the Bible and read. I can't tell you, for example, be in a gray area. Don't lie. Don't worship any other idol. I have to ask also my soul, are you satisfied when you talk to him or not? Are you satisfied when you come to the church and pray, when you are sitting with him or not? And I have to ask my strength, are you doing everything to please him or not? Number two, love God with a surpassing love. In Matthew 10:37, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it. And he who has lost his life for my sake will find it. In Luke 14:26, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brother and sister, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. It's so hard and very offensive when someone read from outside the church is not a Christian. When he read this verse, it's very offensive. Hate your father, your mother, and all of that. It's impossible. How I can do that? How Jesus Christ said that? If we go to the Greek language, because the problem is the translation of to the Arabic or to the English even also to cannot express the right word. It's not hate, it means hate. No, it means like make the love of your father, your mother, your family, the second and number one is God, very deep love. That's why when we go to the monastery, for example, we see a lot of monks, they left their family. How they do that? How did they are doing that? How they leave all this family and go to God? They have only one love in the first, and the second is their family. I went to for condolences for someone who passed away. So I met the guy whose father passed away. So I saw him. He's very strong. And I know this kind of personality that they try to express that they are to the people, that they are very strong in the beginning. But when they go to the room and close the door, so they felt like crying all the time. And I was afraid about him. I was worried about him too. So I didn't leave him for all the day. And I went with him to the home. And I saw him strong again. I told him, we are alone. If you wanted to cry, he told me no. So I was very, very anxious about him. Like, why? What is that? I don't know. What is that? So he told me, you know what? My father and my mother told me before, we love you a lot. And we know that you love us a lot. But they taught me to love God more than them. I was shocked because the first time in my life that I heard this word, that someone as a parent, from the parents, try to teach their kids how to love God more than them. They love them very well, but they taught them how to love God in the first, how to please God in the first. So it wasn't offensive when Jesus Christ said hate, but he didn't mean it. For sure, because again, if we go to the Greek language, it's totally different. So I have to remember that. I have to remember that nothing in my love can compare with the love of God. Even my parents, even my kids. Who created me? And who created my son and my daughter? Or my wife? Like him. So why am I worried about what? I love them a lot, I know. Because they parted from me. But who created us is God, so he's taking care about me and about them also too. So I love him more. I love him more, who created me and created all the people. That's why I have to love him more. Because when I go to the first epistle for John 2:15, he loves me before. He loves me before. And he said that. He loved the world more than can you imagine. He loved everyone. He knows everyone by his name. He knows everyone by his name. And he's taking care of us every single moment in our life. He is not like a God who is sleeping. Oh, forgot. Or for example, who can't forget anything. No, he is not. He's not forgetting anyone. Even if we are bad, again, if we are all sinful. We have our sins. But he's always open his arms because he wants everyone to come to his arm, to his bottom. Because he loves me, I'm loving him. And I can't love him by his love. His love is infinity, unconditional love. I try to love him with my heart, but I can't. I try to give him everything, but I can't. That's why I can't love anyone more than him. I can't love any other idols in my life, or I can't even love anyone in the world more than him. The third one, we are loving God with an obedient love. John 14:21. He who has my commandments and keeps them in the one who loves me, and he who loves me, he will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself of him. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. One kind of the love also too, I am obeying God. Again, it's very easy. If you wanted to do anything, so first of all, I have to open the Bible and read what Jesus Christ said in that. He said to, for example, to follow him, I am following him. He said to not to lie, I will not do that. He said to love each other, to love the neighbor. Sometimes it's hard on me, I can't forgive. So I'm going to him, okay, you said that in the Bible, so you have to help me to do that. So I'm asking my Father. I'm obeying him, but also too, I need help. So this is what I have to do always. I'm obeying. If I want to show him love, I have to obey. I have to listen to what he said in the Bible and respect that and obey him. It's a kind of whatever. For example, if wife and husband, and they are discussing together, and they know very well, for example, in front of the people, we have to listen to each other. And because the wife loves her husband, and the husband loves also his wife, so they obey each other. It's not a kind who is a master, no. This is a showing of love by obeying. Showing one of that. Also too, when we go to our kids, and I set some commandment, for example, to them, or do that, if they are not listening to me, first thing I'm saying to them, do you love me? Like, yeah, I love you, Baba. Okay, obey. The first things, we are doing that with our kids. Why we are not doing that with our Father? We have also to obey. In 1 John, he said, whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar. And the truth is not in that person, but if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. This is how we know we are in him. We are in him because I know very well his words. I'm listening to his words and I obey him too. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did exactly. The last thing is, we are to love God with persevering love. In James 1:12, blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. The issue that I'm loving God, for sure, because he's doing a lot of things good with me. But with any trials, with any troubles, I can't love you anymore. You are not my Father anymore. In 1 Peter, in this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ, and thought you have not seen him. You love him and thought you do not see him now, but believe in him. You greatly rejoice with joy, inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining at the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. If there is a vow between a wife and husband in the beginning, and they said, there is a vow between us, whatever will happen, we'll stay together. I know that in our Coptic Orthodox Church, we haven't this vow. But usually in all the church, other churches they have, they try to write, maybe it's a kind enough of tradition, but if I write a vow for my wife, for example, and she write anything in front of the altar, I have to respect that. The vow here between the husband and wife, that we will go together in this life, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, 100 years together without leaving each other. Even during the trouble, they will live together, hand by hand. This is the vow between husband and wife. What about me and God, who created me? The problem in this love, it's hard because sometimes I feel the trouble is coming, so where are you? And the question mark here, where are you? You are not here anymore. You're not listening to me. You're leaving me now. No, he is not. He is not at all. The troubles is already existing in our life. There is two kinds of troubles or trials. Sometimes there is a temptation come to me. It's due to me. I put myself in this temptation. And another trial, which is coming from God, because maybe he wanted to reshaping me. I will tell you something, and I told this every time. You know how the gold is amazing and it's very pure. But the problem, the man who is trying to get the gold pure, he has to put this on the fire. The problem is that when he put it in the fire, on top of the fire, I asked someone who is doing that, he said, no one can disturb me. No one can go in the room where I am doing this experience. So I asked him why. Because if he disturbed me, there is a time I have to remove the gold from the fire. I have to remove it immediately, unless it will be burned. So I said, so that's why no one can go inside your room when you're doing this experience. I said, yes. So I said, when you have to remove the gold from the fire? He said, when I see my face in the gold. It's like a picture, like a photo. I remember exactly when it's written already in the Bible. When God see his face in me, he tried to remove this trouble or this tribulation. He asked it all with me. Sometimes I feel like, okay, if there is no trouble in our life, I think, I'm talking about myself, I will not go to pray. This is our humanity. If there is no trouble, then I'm not going to pray. If everything is good, sometimes I feel like very lazy and I'm not going to pray. So sometimes I have some trials. And I put myself also too in some temptation due to myself. This is my problem, my issue sometimes. So I love God also too with my strength. I have to do a lot of work, a lot of effort, strive. If we open all the books of the monks, the story of the monks, or anyone else, you see how they love God not only by their mind, not only by their heart, not only by anything else, no, also by strength. They try to do everything, so we have to do that too. I have to worship every day. I have to love him by worshiping. I have to love him also to serve his name, to love the people, to help anyone else too. I am comparing myself now. If I love someone and he asks me to do anything, I will do it. I will go running to do that, but only because I love him. For example, if my son or my daughter asked me to do anything, for sure I would do that for them. Why? Because I love them. The same love, if I wanted to express that to God by loving him by my strengths. So we love God with all our heart when we love him exclusively, him and him alone. We love God with all our soul when we find our satisfaction in him more than any other person. We love God with all our mind when we make decision to obey his every command. We love God with all our strength when we persevere in the face of every trial. Glory be to our God forever. Amen.
The enemy of the devil,
You have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace by which dost of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill to Amen.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic greetings.
Lord,
be masaratika, ya Allah. Imla kulubana min salamik. Wa tahirna min kul danasin, wa min kul ghishin, wa min kul ri'ya. ومن كل فعل خبيث ومن تذكار الشر الملبس الموت واجعلنا مستحقين كلنا يا سيدنا أن نقبل بعضنا بعضا بكبلة مقدسة لكي ننال بالوقوع في دينونة من موهبتك غير الميت السمائية بالمسيح يسوع ربي إينا.
قبلوا بعضكم بعضا بكبلة مقدسة يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب يا رب الذي هو يسوع المسيح ابن الله اسمعنا وارحمنا تقدم على هذا الرسم كيف ورعد وشعر كن زرون سيد
بشفاة والدتي لله القديسة مريم يا رب
oh شخصي كزيك او أقصيٌ كزكاءٌ ألي صغار خن أمثمي أقصيٌ كزكاءٌ O you who are must the Lord God of truth be before the just are reigning forever who dwells in the highest and looks upon the holy who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea and all that is therein. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by you all, the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angel, the archangels, the principal authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers. أنت هو الذي يقف حولك الشروبيم الممتلئون أعيونا والسرافيم ذوي الستات الأجنحة يسبحونك دائما بغير سكوت قائلين
ننسيت
الشروبيم يسجدون لك والسرافيم يمجدونك صارخين قائلين سبأوت السماء والأرض مملوءتان من مجدك بالحقيقة أيها الرب إلهنا الذي جبلنا وخلقنا ووضعنا في فردوس النعيم وعندما خالفنا وصيتك بغاية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية ونفينا من فردوس النعيم فلم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاض بل تعتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس في الظلمة وظلالي الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح الذي من الروح القدس ومن العذراء القديسة ما From on high throat, water and spirit, he made unto himself a congregation and sanctified by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own who are the world, and gave himself for our salvation unto death, which he did over us, we were by your bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I believe.
وصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمينك أيها الآب. He has appointed a day for a company in which he will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Of course, in an echari, empainesti, emesterein, he took the bread into his holy hands, which are without spot or blemish, blessed, and the life giving. He looked our heaven to you, O God, who are his Father, Master of everyone, and he gave thanks.
Amen.
He blessed us.
Amen.
And he sanctified. Disciples and the apostles, saying, take heed of it, of all of you, for this is my body, which is broken for you and for many, to be given for This is due in remembrance of me.
This is true of me.
هكذا أيضا الكأس بعد العشاء مزجا من خمر وماء و شكرا.
آمين.
وباركها.
آمين.
وقدسها. وأعطاها أيضا لتلاميذ القديسين وتطهر قائلا Take, drink of it of all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many to be given for the remission of sin. This is due in remembrance of me.
This is also true of me.
Confess my resurrection and remember me till I come.
Amen, amen, amen. Your death, O Lord, we proclaim your holy resurrection. Ascension into the heavens, we confess, we praise you, we bless you, we thank you.
Commemorated Holy Passion, His resurrection from the dead, His ascension into the heavens, His setting at your right hand, O Father, and His second coming from the heavens, full of glory. We offer unto you your gift from what is yours for every condition, concerning every condition. And in every condition,
worship God in fear and trembling.
We praise you, we bless you, we serve you, O Lord, and we
champion.
Let us attend. Amen.
الخبز يجعله جسدا مقدسا له.
آمين.
And this cup also into the precious blood of the new covenant.
Again, I believe. Amen.
Given for the remission of sin, eternal life for those who partake of him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Through our mother, the birthday of your holy and the perfection of our souls, our body, one spirit, may we become one body, one spirit, may you have a share and inheritance of all the saints who have lived and remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord have mercy.
This which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are on her. Well, and uskur ya Rabbi Abuna Tobawi Mukarram. رئيس أسقفتنا البابا المعظم البابا تمدروس الثاني وشريك في الخدمة الرسولية بين الأسقف المقرم الأنبا بولوس
لرئيس كهنتنا البابا المعظم الأنبا تمدروس الثاني بابا وبطريرك ورئيس أسقفة المدينة العظمى الأسكندرية وشريكه في الخدمة الرسولية أبينا الأسقف الأنبا بولوس وسير سقفتنا الأرثوذكسي.
يا رب
and those who write to find the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox hegemon, priests and deacons.
Pray for the hegemons, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven ordinances of the Church of God.
Lord have mercy.
وكل الخدام وكل الذين في البتولية وطهارة كل شعبك المؤمن. اذكر يا رب أن ترحمنا كلنا ما
ارحمنا يا الله لضابطه.
Remember, O Lord, the safety of this place, which is yours in every place and every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of the city of ours and all cities, districts, sizes, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell there in God's faith, graciously accord, O Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the river, the sea, the herbs, and the plant of the field this year. Bless them.
Pray for the air of the heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection and peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Grant them to their measure according to your grace, give joy to the face of the earth. Me it far be abundantly water is fruitfully plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting, manage our life as the infant. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. لأن أعين الكل تترجاك لأنك أنت الذي تعطيهم طعما في كل حين حسنا اصنع معنا حسب صلاحك يا معطيا طعاما لكل ذي جسد املأ قلوبنا فرحا ونعيما لكي نحن أيضا إذ يكون لنا الكفاف في كل حين نزداد في كل عمل صالح
يا رب
Remember, O Lord, who have brought us gain, those on whom we have then been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifice and those who have brought
Lord, have mercy.
This, O Lord, the command of your only begotten Son, that we share in the commemoration of your saints. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning, our holy fathers, the patriarchs, the prophets, the apostles, the preachers, the evangelists, the martyrs, the confessors, and all the spirits of the righteous who consummated in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Lord. And Saint John, a former baptism martyr, and Stephen, the archdeacon, the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, Saint Mark, the evangelist, the apostle, and martyr, the patriarch, Saint Severus, our teacher, the schools, Saint Athanasius, the apostolic, Saint Peter, the holy martyr, and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory, the Thessalonian, the Gregory, a wonder worker, Saint Gregory, the Armenian, the 318 Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople, and 200 at Ephesus. Nimpenioten, Ziki os benishti avantonios nimpis mi avapavli nimpis omtes o avava makari nimno shiritiro en stavrovorus nempeniot aveanes biromenos nempeniot Ava pishoi pimis mi piromen teleios, pimen eritente pien sotire. Asus, abanam babulatamuhi, ahaskiyal tilmizum. سيدينا الأبوين القديسين مكسيموس ودوماديوس تسعة والأربعين شهيدا شيوشهين والقوي القديس أنبا موسى ويحنس كاملكوس أبنا بدنيا للكموس وأبنا أنبائيس زوروس القس وأبانا بابا خوما بالشركة وتدروس تلميزه وأبانا بشنو درايس المتوحدين وأبانا بويسا تلميزه وأبانا أنبتك لهيمانوت وأبانا أنبا إبراهام أسقف الفيوم والجيزة وأبانا البطريرك البابا كيرلوس السادس والأرشز ياكن حبيب جيرس and all the choir of your saints through whose prayer and supplication have mercy on us all and save us For the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
May the holy blessings be with us.
يا رب الذين ذكرنا أسماءهم والذين لم نذكرهم الذين بالعدل منا والذين ليسوا في فكرنا الذين رقدوا وتنايعوا في الإيمان بالمسيح تفضل أذكر يا رب عبيدك ميشيل عياد كرم غبور منيرة عوض سميرة بجبل مريم يوسف هارون شحاتة سميرة إسحاق رجاء توفيق فادي بادي هاني هنري ايريس رمسيس ايفون عزيز نوصل ابيب هنري اسحاق رفعت ناجي ثريا صموئيل وجي عبد الملاك تفضل يا ربنا نفسهم جميعا في احضان ابائنا القديسين ابراهيم واسحاق وياكوب علهم في موضع خضر على ماء في فردوس النعيم الموضع الذي يرى من حزن والكآبة والتنهد في نور قديسي
يا رب
Oh, Lord, who whose soul ye have taken report in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. ونحن أيضا الغرباء في هذا المكان احفظنا في إيمانك وانعم علينا بسلامك إلى التمام
كما كان كذا يكون من جيلني إلى جيل وإلى دار الدهور
and lead us throughout the way into your kingdom, that as in this so also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything, honor and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son and the Holy Spirit. Again, let us give thanks to God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ. For he also has made us worthy now to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and pardon of his divine and immortal mystery. Pantocrator, the Lord, our God.
Amen, amen. Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
Preach his salvation all our days. Let us glorify him at all times, since he is our God and we are his people and the sheep of his flock. He has then to renew us and to raise us from the depths to the light. He has given us all life from death and granted us freedom from slavery. He had, through the coming of his only begotten Son in the flesh, eliminated the darkness of our reckless wanderings. فإنه جاء إلى الناصرة ودخل المجمع في السبت كعادته وقام ليقرأ فدفع إليه سفر أشعياء النبي فلما فتح السفر وجد الموضع المكتوب فيه أن روح الرب علي لهذا مسحني وأرسلني لأبشر المساكين وأنادي للمسبيين بالعدق وللعميان بالبصر ولأرسل إلى المأسورين بالإطلاق وأكرز بسنة الرب المقبول that you grant us the forgiveness of our sins and that you confirm us in the true faith in the Holy Trinity in the same way that we were with our Father, the honored and just apostles, with the righteous, the cross-bearers, and the pure martyrs who shed their blood for the sake of Christ's name and receive their uncrippled crowns. We therefore, the weak and sinful, ask you, O the lover of mankind, to bless the crown of this year with your righteousness, to purify us from our bodily and spiritual defilements, and to make us worthy to partake of your indescribable bounties for the salvation of our souls, our bodies, and our spirits, so that with a pure heart and enlightened soul we may boldly venture fiercely to cry unto you, Holy Father, who are in the heavens, sing our Father.
Lord in heaven, Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thou art our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
En de Christo. Before you,
Remember all congregation blood.
Save them in and with your spirit in the fear of God, let us attend.
Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
The horn is for the holy. Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Son of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Here in Epasi. The Holy Body and the Honor, True Blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen. مقدس وكريم جسد ودم حقيقي ليسوع المسيح ابن إلهنا آمين. بيسو ما نبس نوف انت منويل بنوتي فاي بيخن اومث مي آمين.
آمين تناهتي.
آمين آمين آمين. I believe. And confess the blood, bread, life-giving flesh that your only begotten Son, Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos and Mary, even what even with unmingled, without confusion, and without alteration. He, with no confession before Pontius, body gave it up for us upon the holy word of the cross, often well for us all. بالحقيقة يؤمن أن له تلم يفارق نسو تراد وعلى وظرف عينن يعطى عنا خلاصا وفران الخطايا وحياتنا بذيل ولمنتنا ولمنهم ومن 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 أن هذا وبالحقيقة آمين
آمين آمين آمين. I believe that this is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who have said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. سلام ومحبة يسوع المسيح معكم. رتلوا بنشيد هللويا. صلوا من أجل التناول باستحقاق من هذه الأسرار المقدسة الطاهرة السمائية. يا رب ارحم. Thank you.